From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democrats are confident they will have the votes to break a Republican filibuster and open the way for an extension of unemployment benefits to more than 2 million Americans who are no longer receiving those payments. NPR's David Wellner reports a key will be the swearing-in today of the appointed replacement for the late Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia.
Cart Goodwin will be both the Senate's newest and its youngest member when he's sworn in today. He's seen as a placeholder for the man who appointed him, West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin, who's expected to run in a special election for the seat. West Virginia's senior senator is Democrat Jay Rockefeller. He told fellow West Virginians Goodwin's being sworn in today comes not a moment too soon.
Right after that, because Cart Goodwin will make the 60th vote in what is a very necessary piece of legislation, we will take up and pass unemployment compensation.
Democrats have been one vote shy of the 60 they've needed to overcome a GOP filibuster blocking an extension of unemployment benefits. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is voting today on the nomination of Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on some last-minute pushback by Republicans on the panel who want Kagan to step aside from some cases.
Senate Republicans had delayed the committee vote on Kagan because it gave them a chance to try to wrestle last-minute commitments from the nominee. They asked Kagan a series of questions about whether she will recuse herself from hearing cases about the Obama administration's health care law. The law is the White House's single biggest domestic policy initiative. Kagan says she will consider requests to step aside on a case-by-case basis. As Solicitor General, Kagan says she played no major role in responding to lawsuits filed by Virginia, Florida, and several other states that argue the law is unconstitutional. The cases are widely expected to reach the Supreme Court. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Some seepage is being seen in several areas around BP's oil well in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. But the government's top official on responding to the oil spill, Admiral Thad Allen, says he does not think the cap atop the well is making matters worse, so the monitoring of the well will go on. Carol Van Dam reports.
Allen has said in the past that he'd prefer to remove the cap to relieve pressure building inside the well in order to avoid any chance of a bigger problem erupting, such as a second blowout. But on Monday, Allen said he's not looking to open the cap anytime soon. The government's initial plan was to eventually pump oil from the cap to vessels on the surface, an operation that would require releasing unlimited amounts of oil into the Gulf for a couple of days. Meantime, workers continue to dig two relief valves as a long-term solution to the problem. The second well is a backup. The job is not expected to be completed for several more weeks.
NPR's Carol Van Dam. This is NPR News in Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. commitment to Afghanistan will remain strong even as security responsibilities are transferred to the Afghan government.
Too many nations, especially Afghanistan, have suffered too many losses to see this country slide backward. We intend to continue our economic development assistance and our support for training, equipping, and assisting the security forces of Afghanistan for a long time to come.
Clinton was speaking at an international conference in Kabul today. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he wants his country's government to have full responsibility for security there by 2014. Airline flights into and out of France are expected to be disrupted starting tonight. Frank Browning reports air traffic controllers there are set to strike over a plan to unify European airspace. France's civil aviation authority is asking airlines to cancel many flights scheduled at Paris's two airports.
Half the flights into Orly Airport and 20% of those coming into or leaving Charles de Gaulle will be affected. Air travel authorities have warned that heavy storms forecast for Wednesday could also pile up further delays. Why are the unions striking? This time, it's not over pay or hours, but because, being French, they resent their integration into an EU-wide air traffic control system. Reports have surfaced in recent years of controllers who could not speak English, the official language of air traffic control, or spoke it so poorly they could not be understood. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Toyota says a federal grand jury is ordering the company to submit documents related to problems with steering relay rods on some Toyota vehicles. The automaker did not specify the models involved. This is